Nextcloud is the institutional cloud storage service for research data at the University of Jyväskylä. It is designed for storing and sharing data during research. When you use Nextcloud, you follow the best practice in research data management and ensure that your files will stay safe and organized throughout your project. Nextcloud is available for all university staff members, as well as grant and other non-employed researchers affiliated to the university. You can use Nextcloud directly over web browser with all your devices that have internet connection. Data are therefore easy to transfer in and from Nextcloud. In addition to the web browser interface, you can use Nextcloud with Nextcloud Client program. Once you set Nextcloud Client up on your device, you can easily edit the files that you store in Nextcloud, even outside the web. You can also easily share the stored files and folders with external partners outside the university, as well as with your students. Note, however, that Nextcloud is a storage and sharing service, not a collaborative platform such as Google Drive. The data protection level of Nextcloud equals that of the university's S&U network drives. It runs from the university's own servers. This means that unlike in commercial cloud storages, your data will not end up to the possession of any external service provider, but will stay with the university. Files and folders are automatically backed up in the same way as in S&U network drives. As a default, you will have 100 GB of storage in Nextcloud. For a justified reason, more space can be requested. Requests are made with the IT support request form in the Help You portal. If you are shifting from using network drives to Nextcloud and have large amounts of data to be moved, the university's digital services will help you transfer them. Just make a request for help with the IT support request form in Help You. Nextcloud is suited for all non-sensitive research data. Sensitive data include specific categories of personal data, as well as highly confidential information. If you are wondering whether your data contains these types of sensitive information, please check the university's data privacy instructions in the U-Guide to Research Data Management.